Hello again, everyone. Good to have you joining with us. A special word of thanks to our cameraman today, and that's Joshua. I think he's hopefully doing a good job. Lovely to have you with us, just for a little time around the Word of the Lord. Now, the Bible is described many, many ways in Scripture. It's described as being the sword of the Spirit. It's described as being a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. The Word of God is described as being like water, like milk, like honey, like meat, like bread. The Word of God is described many, many ways in the Word of God. It's even described as being like good seed or incorruptible seed. But it's also described in the book of James as like being a mirror. It reveals what we're like. It shows us ourselves. It gives us the image of the human heart and the image of the human soul. James chapter 1 says, "If any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." And so James is saying God's word is like a mirror. We can see ourselves in it. And sometimes whenever we look in the mirror, especially with the passing of years, we don't always like what we see. We see perhaps that we're getting older, we're not as good looking as we maybe once were or never were. And sometimes whenever we see ourselves in the word of God, we do not like what we see. And so we choose to forget how the Bible paints us. The Bible says that our hearts are deceitful above all things and are desperately wicked. The Bible says that our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The Word of God says that in the spiritual sense, from the sole of the foot to the top of the head, there's no soundness in it but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. So the Bible shows us what we are like in God's sight. And the Bible also shows us what we need to do to please God and honour Him and obey Him. But sometimes we open the Word of God, we read it, it challenges our hearts, we see the will of God for our lives, and yet somehow we shy away a little bit, we hold back, and we fail to really go through with God. And somehow we think it's enough just to listen to the Word of God, just to be a hearer. But James says that's not the case. If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass and then suddenly forgets what he saw. Let's not forget the word of God. Let's put it into practice this year. And may God bless you for it. May the Lord keep his hand upon you. And let's use the Bible as our guide, as our compass, as our roadmap in the year that lies ahead. God bless you and thank you for listening.